Did you get the feeling that although it was only 3 days, it was somewhat of a mini bye? Guys got a little refreshed. Maybe some of the injuries, Pollard and Reed, got to heal. I feel like it was a little break and a well-deserved one at that.
Yeah, I think it was those things. Sure, it's a positive for us, and I'm sure the guys took advantage of it, you know, and every team in the league will have that opportunity, you know, so it's a plus.
What about the coaches? Didn't they get away from
them? They did. It was good. It's good for everybody.
Chris Tanner lost, came up with a big play against Cleveland. You know, was it nice to see him kind of get that first, you know, big play kind of under his belt here?
Well, you know, Tannen's a guy that, you know, I just think the world of. I think he's really going to be a good player, and it's good to see him kind of break out a little bit. He's going to be a threat and a factor for the rest of the season. You know, people are going to have to keep close eye on him. He's got great ball skills, and he wants to do well. You know, he's been wanting to do well, so it's good to see that.
John, teams have thrown the ball an average of 40 times against you, and you know, I think a lot of just has to do with, you know, going that way across the league where a lot of wide receiver three wide sets. Just how valuable is it to have, you know, three guys at cornerback that you can count on to play more than half the time out there?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, that's the thing about starting corners. Really, you have to have three starting corners, so to speak, because people can put you in that personnel group anytime they want and put those guys on the field anytime they want. So you better have at least three that can cover. We think we have more than that. You know, we think we've got a number of guys that can cover. And but covering's a challenge, you know. It's by scheme and by talent of the guys you go against. As you said, the league is sort of set up that way. It's a challenge. We need to get better, not just with our corners. I mean, I think our corners have done good things. I think all of our pass defense has done good things. But we're capable. We all know that of being, you know, being as good as anybody. So we want to get, you know, we want to get to playing that kind of pass defense.
I want to see an elevated in terms of progression this year.
I'd say just that. You know, I think he has kind of put it all together. You know, that's exactly right. He's playing, you know, run. He's playing pass. He's playing the regular package. He's playing in the sub all of our sub packages. He's becoming an all around linebacker. You know, he's always been really gifted. Really happy with him.
John, I know you offered praise for Adrian Hamilton when you brought him in to the practice squad. What have you seen from him throughout the course of the season so far? What has he needed to do to maybe make himself viable for a solid active roster at some point?
Well, like anybody, part of it's opportunity, you know. So part of that's going to be just how it shakes out personnel-wise in the next, you know, weeks or whatever. I think he's doing everything he can do. He's learning the defense. That's a big part of it. And he's learning special teams. That's a big part of it. So in order for a guy to become active, as you know, on the 46, he's got to be a role for him on Sunday. He's displayed a lot of talent. He's displayed, you know, some ability, both pass rushing and run defense wise, and he's learning our special teams. So, you know, he's a guy I've kind of talked to and tried to put a little bug in his ear about you know, getting as much done as he can every day and putting himself in position where we can, you know, consider that. Don't discourage it or encourage it, you know. As long as everybody respects everybody else's opinion, you know, that's the main thing. We talk about politics, religion, you know, all those kind of things, movies, music. You know, it's okay to have an opinion. It's really important to respect everybody else's opinion.
Going back to Chuck, did you have a chance to reach out and speak to him at all?
Text, you know, that's kind of how it's been right now, and he sent us a great message about our guys and, you know, told us to, yeah, I can't really repeat it here, but it was real positive and it was, you know, it's very forthright as how he, you know, expects our guys to play, you know. Our guys loved it. So Chuck's a great friend. He's a great guy. He was a great Raven. You know, we love him, you know. And Chuck's going to be, he's going to be fine.
It's just how high of a level is Ed Reed playing at right now. I mean, obviously, he's always played at a very high level, but it seems like he's getting his hands on a lot of balls just kind of all over the place.
Yeah, I think he's playing as well as I've seen him play, you know, since 08, and he's played really well all those years. So he's playing as well or better than I've seen him in the last couple of years, and just think the world of how he's playing and how he's leading. He's been leading us in the meeting room, locker room, training room. Just been a great leader.
Metcalf under fire, Song in Kansas City struggled, Song even as recently as yesterday. So as Dwayne Bowe, a talented receiver on the outside, McCluster making some plays for them as well. Just talk about the challenge their passing game provides.
Well, you're right when you mention those names. I mean, you're talking about weapons. They've got them all. Plus, they've got two really good tight ends. And a third tight end that's played because of some injuries the last couple of weeks who's playing really well. So they've got speed. I mean, they've got Baldwin's a guy you didn't mention either, another big receiver. So two huge receivers outside, two really good pass-catching tight ends, a running back that might be the fastest player in football. A lot of weapons. You know, and Matt Castle's proven he's very capable of getting it in those guys' hands. So we'll have to be prepared for that.
Jamal Charles' touchdown run yesterday, all the way to the right and then all the way back to the left.
I haven't watched that part of the tape yet, so I'll be getting to work on that. I've been, you know, it's one step at a time. So I'll be looking forward, now that you mentioned it, to seeing that. Okay.
Going back to crowd noise a little, with no huddle, does that make it that much more difficult, or no? Is that something you guys are pretty much used to? Obviously, Philly was a loud place, too.
Well, you know, it's a work in progress, you know, all of it. We're not claiming that we're the finished product with our no huddle by any stretch, nor any other part of our scheme anywhere. So we want to keep getting better at that. We want to keep continuing to put more pressure on defenses, make defenses more uncomfortable. You know, crowd noise is a two-way street. So if it's tough on our offense, it's tough on their defense as well. But it's up to us to make it difficult on them. They know that, you know, so they'll work on that all week, too. And we'll just see how much we use it.
Johnson, a guy that's an underrated player.
I don't know how he's rated. You know, I always answer that the same way, Aaron. I'm not sure what the rating is, but I think he's a really great player, run and pass, premier linebacker.
John, do you think despite the Chiefs' record and they've been going through some troubles, they are playing at home, that they're a dangerous team just because it seems like their backs are a little bit against the wall and that you have to be cautious with that?
Well, you know, Is how many times does that, you know, like a coach have to answer that question? I appreciate you asking it, J. Michael, because, you know, it's got to be asked every week. But, I mean, they named the movie Any Given Sunday for a reason. Every team in this league is really, really good, you know, and people can categorize and rank. Those rankings that, you know, it's all fun to look at and rank out, they don't mean one thing to us. They don't mean a thing. They don't mean nothing. You know, the rankings will be determined at the end of the season. You know, first of it'll be 12 teams in the playoffs who have an opportunity. And then, you know, where were the Giants ranked last year? So who cares? You know, all I know is we got a really good football team with great players, because we're talking about these players, you know. Great players who are capable of making plays, really good coaches. And, you know, their issue last week, they outgained San Diego. You know, their issue last week was real simple. Turnovers, right? I mean, they had a bunch of turnovers. So, you know, if they clean that up, you know, obviously they're capable of beating anybody. They were down big to the Saints and just came roaring back, you know, in that venue. So this is a heck of a football team. They were predicted preseason to be a playoff team. They're still the same team. So, yeah, what you're saying is fair. It's right. You know, it's something that I think is we'll be ready, you know. We're not going to overlook them. Okay?
All right.
That was a long answer to that question. All right.